I'd like to close with a word of encouragement from the book of Daniel. We had some verses in Daniel, and so if you go back to Daniel chapter 1, Daniel 1, first of all, verse 8, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not pollute himself with the king's delicate food, nor with the wine which he drank. And he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not have to pollute himself. And God, verse 9, God granted Daniel favor and mercy before the prince of the eunuchs. Just this thought, we're talking in the break with a brother who asked a question about what is taught in university, about the ages and so on and evolution. How do we look at that? We go to the word of God. And that's what Daniel did. He was surrounded by all kind of wrong teaching, by idolatry, by all kind of wrong things. But he purposed in his heart to not be polluted with those things. The king's delicate food is what Satan has to offer as delicacies. But these are not delicacies in God's eyes, of course. Delicacies in the world's eyes. And so Daniel wanted to abstain from that. He wanted to separate himself as a true Nazarite for God, for God's interest, and he requested this exception, and he got it, because God gave him favor in the eyes of this ruler, or of the eunuch, of the eunuchs. And so then, we see that Daniel is in God's school. We are all in God's school. And in Daniel, we see then, in verse 17, as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. My point is this. When we are close to the Lord, then the Lord will give us understanding. I cannot explain that. It's God's grace. We study the scriptures like we did yesterday, and we have Bible readings, conferences sometimes, and we are learners at the feet of the Lord Jesus. And then the Lord Jesus can add to our knowledge. Not that we will grow proud and say, look what we all know. That will be, we lose it at the same time. But that we would take it in, what comes from God. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Praise God. It comes from him. And so Daniel used those skills for the honor and glory of God. He was surrounded by much wickedness, but he did not allow himself to be influenced by that. He was even put in charge of those magicians in verse 20. The king, he didn't have that insight. He saw only that Daniel was a very wise man, so he said, what? I put him in charge of the magicians. But Daniel was not a magician. Daniel was placed in a position of authority by the king that he would administer as his right-hand man. It reminds me of the history of the Jews through the ages. Often God has used Jewish people to have high-ranking positions in administration or to do things the right way, and God used them. And so God used Daniel away from his country, but God could still use them. And so I just apply it to our friends from Nepal, from Bhutan. Now you're away from your country of origin, but God can still use you to be a blessing where the Lord has placed you. Daniel was a blessing far away from home. God used him to be a blessing where God put him there. And Daniel is an example of that wisdom that we saw in Colossians that God wants to give us today. Now, I'd like to connect that with the thought of the wise. If you go to Daniel 11 or 12, if I find it. Okay, in Daniel 11, verse 35. And some of the wise shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white to the time of the end, for it shall yet be for the time appointed. So here we see believers who are in God's school. They have been taught by God, who lived in very great difficult time. They were living in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. I mentioned that yesterday. And some of them would fall. Daniel was also a wise man, but God preserved him. He did not fall. He was not killed. God gave him a long life. But it is true that some of the wise men will be executed, as happened today in many circles. The wise man speaks of those who are in fellowship with God, who learn in God's school, and who put this what they learned into practice. These are the wise men according to God's heart.